Good afternoon. How are you all? I've got a loud voice, so hopefully you're going to hear me now. I've got a bit of show and tell here, which I will just... But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home tonight and audit my partner. Absolutely. Okay. And just before I start, Tracy's asked me to mention this too. Very important in our little cubes on your tables today. I'm test marketing a new project here where we're actually using offcuts for note paper, and we'll show you that because there's still a little bit of printing left on there. Okay, I guess I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach today and not really talk to you about how wonderful Finsbury Green is. I'm going to point you to a fact sheet which is in a folder out the front there on your way out. It's a little information pack, and I guess it's going to tell you a little bit more about us. But in 30 seconds or less, Finsbury Green is a national printing company. We have plants in Adelaide and here in Melbourne, and we have a print management business called Solutions here in Melbourne, as well as an office in Sydney. We employ, I don't know, today, a couple of hundred people, and in terms of the printing industry, I guess that doesn't sound like a lot in terms of corporate Australia, but a couple of hundred people in the printing industry puts us sort of inside the top 25 by size in the country. We're privately owned, you know, in many ways we're just humble printers. You know, lots of the things that we've undertaken in this country across all of our plants are just really simple, practical things, even some of the printing technologies. So I won't go into all of that that detail, but really I just wanted to talk to you today about really the topic of green printing, you know, as a subject on its own. Many of you, I guess, will interface with printing and designers and, you know, have good practical knowledge. But really... And I should say, did I say that we're Australia's leading environmental and printing and solutions company as well? That's a fact acknowledged by our industry, so it must be true. Okay. Look, against the backdrop of some very scientific and sobering assessments of the challenges facing us as a society, what we're seeing, and we're witnessing an absolute surge in all things environmental, and, of course, I guess note climate change as being one of those really big issues. I've got to say right at the outset that it's starting to annoy me in one sense, because I think it's good that we're all being brought to this particular topic, but I guess we've got to be a bit careful that it doesn't get too fatty, you know, at the end of the day, and that, you know, we're really applying the right sort of science and the right sort of attitudes and values towards that. However, in many industries as well as our own, it's very evident that the companies that haven't caught up with the challenges of tackling environmental impacts are suddenly realising how much ground they've got to make up. Sadly, the term environmental, I think, is being hijacked and being constantly hijacked and redefined by lots of different interest groups and different agendas. Nevertheless, I think that... It doesn't make it any less important for us to consider the environmental impacts and consider the work that we do and the business decisions that we make. So being able to predict tomorrow's environmental demands, I think, is the challenge. Get it wrong, and for our industry anyway, you know, we really could be shunned. But I think if we get it right, then that means that print can really look forward to a really clean and bright future. The primary concern of any industry, I guess, is to meet the medium-term expectations without adding any unsustainable costs. You know, we've heard a lot about that over the last 7 or 8 weeks of an election campaign, that as a country we've got to make sure that when we initiate some of these things, you know, that the costs are sustainable and that we don't, you know, send our country bankrupt or indeed the rest of the world. But, you know, we've got to do this in small steps. Nevertheless, I think it's very very important for us all to do. So from that perspective, the law firm, You know, the printing company are no different than anyone else. I'm told the Australian printing industry generates something like $7.5 billion in sales and is the fourth largest manufacturing employer in Australia. So there's obviously a lot of purchasing and a lot of printing going on out there. However, what I'm most concerned about is that we're starting to see organisations cringing at the thought of using paper as a communications medium. Some organisations, and sadly particularly government, are starting to really actively discourage print on paper because apparently it's negatively impacting on the environment. Obviously, from a Humble's printer point of view, this is of concern. But whether the concern is real or, you know, we're just looking at cost cutting, it's been said often, and so I guess from that point of view, lots of people are starting to believe it. So being able to provide a factual counter to these claims is really critical for us as a printing organisation. Here's one, and I just have a little very short example here. Our sustainability report, and I should mention we are and remain the only printing group in Australia that publishes a sustainability report. It's not terribly special outside of our industry, but within our industry, this is the only document you will ever see published of our internal activities. However, the CO2 footprint on that document is about half a kilogram. The life cycle analysis has been done on it. It's about half a kilogram. However, on a CD, we're talking about 300 kilograms in terms of its life cycle. So, you know, we're talking about annual reports going electronically. That's a big issue. And so I guess a lot of what I do is to try and counter those claims and come up with the facts. And what I really want to communicate to you today is that despite all of the pressures that I've talked about, please don't be blindsided into thinking that our customers are not interested in this stuff, because they absolutely are. And this is becoming very apparent to us in our industry. I need to catch up. Okay, so from our experience of Finsbury Green, working across the three states that we operate in South Australia, Victoria and New South Wales, we're starting to see corporate Australia's interest in purchasing green and purchasing green print really gaining momentum. From our own polling, 9 out of 10 of every one of our new customers that comes to us lists our environmental initiatives in their top three reasons why they chose us. And so it follows, I guess, that customers are also very keen to understand what environmental values can be built into that product. The problem we see is that the printing industry as a whole, obviously not Finsbury Green, but the printing industry as a whole is not communicating the benefits well enough and really just focusing on price rather than, you know, the extra value in an environmentally preferable product. So our mission, I think, is therefore to as an industry, to educate ourselves first and then educate our customers. And so I guess by doing things like this today, hopefully, you know, in the 20 minutes that I have, you know, you're a bit better informed about this as well. And I know most of the people in the room today will say that your customers or your management are driving the costs in your business, particularly as it relates to the purchasing of print. So I understand the pressures. However, what I'm trying to communicate is that if you have a broad understanding of some of these things, then you can translate it to other purchasing. You know, on the whole, I think this will present business opportunities. So if you don't believe in it all, you know, think of the business opportunities that are going to come as a result of you genuinely purchasing green. Normally I would take 40 minutes to go through this next section, so this is the 3-minute version of what I consider to be the attributes of a green printer. I guess right off the top, and as John has spoken about, you know, having some sort of formally externally certified management system is important, so I think that ISO 14001 is absolutely important. It's a great template for operation. And also, I think if you've got that far, then John 9001 is almost mandatory thereafter. And that's a particularly important thing. You'd be all familiar with the ISO standards, I suspect, so I won't dwell on that. I think a genuinely green printer no longer uses film. And in the short offset to printing lesson that I'll give you here, we used to use a lot of film to make our plates. And, of course, the really nasty downside of film is a heck of a lot of chemistry and a heck of a lot of water being wasted. CTP is computer to plate, digitally makes plates, and I think that a genuinely green printer will be CTP. So too will they proof digitally. We do beautiful proofs on very large pieces of very nice paper, and we bring them out to you and we say, this is how it's going to look when it comes off the end of a press sign here. However, what we're seeing, I guess, is that once again, a move away from film and towards digital proofing, and we think that the future, obviously, is soft proofing. So for designers and people that buy print, are really probably a very expensive colour-calibrated monitor in your office, and you'll be signing off proofs digitally. Obviously, that has a significant environmental benefit. Eco inks, vegetable-based inks, I think are absolutely mandatory for a green printer. We use inks that are made from soy. We used to use inks that were made from linseed oil, and linseed oil, I understand, is derived from flax, which is, and I've never seen flax, but I think it's something like canola in a broad acre situation, and so, renewable resource. Why that is important, because, the majority of printers in this country still use mineral solvent ink. Artificially manufactured, lots of solvents giving off VOCs which contribute to greenhouse gases, not a nice thing. I don't really understand why more printers in this country are not using vegetable-based inks, but I think that's an important point to make. I did say this was the three-minute version, didn't I? Green machines, there's a lot of technology in our industry. It's come from a very noisy, dirty, craft-based industry, and I don't think, I can think of any manufacturing industry that's a better example of how technology has really kicked in, particularly in terms of the numbers of people we hire, which is unfortunate. But the technology is there today in very large printing presses and all of the equipment to actually save considerable amounts of water and electricity, and I won't bore you the rest of the details, but, a legitimately green printer, I think, has invested in this technology because they will see that as their future. From an operational point of view, saving money as well as, reducing their environmental impact. Alcohol-free, my favourite subject. And it's not that we, because, of course, you can't indulge in the workplace anymore during working hours, but, the printing industry has got lots of very toxic substances and has been using lots of toxic substances for a long time. The chief pollutant in our industry is called isopropyl alcohol. It's like rocket fuel, really, and we add that to the water in the offset printing process to help us print better. For years we've been using concentrations of up to 18%. So when you walk into a printing factory, there's that stink in the air, it's a very noticeable smell, and that is the alcohol, and that is all of those solvents and chemicals that are contributing to that. Apart from anything else, it creates an extremely unhealthy environment for the workers. And so, in our company, we're on the wagon, we've gotten rid of alcohol and many of those solvents and chemicals. John talked about waste management. There isn't anything that you can't recycle. I would suggest that for us it derives a very good income as well. We're selling all of our paper and all of our metals and all of our plastic and practically everything. And we get quite a good income from that, just that activity. So I don't believe anybody that says they can't, go through their businesses and look at all of the things that can be recycled from a waste management point of view. I guess the biggest challenge that our industry is faced really is in the manufacturing of paper. I guess paper production has been a pretty dirty and polluting activity, but that's changed dramatically around the world. I won't bore you with all of those details, but I will say this, that in that information pack there is our green paper guide. And in there is over 250 different ranges of paper that have some sort of environmental benefit. So we've rated them and we've given them a star rating. We're finding that this document is fast becoming really a de facto industry standard in this country for designers and print buyers, you know, to be able to have one reference point for determining what sort of paper that they want to print on. So there's a great story in there. There's an excellent story in there about sustainable forestry. And we are seeing a great movement around the world where trees are grown specifically for paper production. They are great CO2 sinks, of course, but it's really, you know, our industry's response to this whole issue of cutting down lots of trees, I guess. And in the current debate with, you know, things like pulp mills and the like, you know, it's very important for us to understand that some of these pulp mills now are incredibly strict in their management of the way in which they produce paper. I'm not necessarily suggesting the one that may or may not be built in Tasmania is one of those. But what I am saying, it is possible now to manufacture paper in some of the highest, you know, sort of environmental standards in the world, and that's particularly important to know. But in addition to that, the really important issue is, where's the pulp coming from? You know, if it's coming from an old growth forest, then that's a problem. You know, if it's coming from a forest that's the trees have been grown specifically for paper production, then that's good. I think that there's a great story there to be told. I could talk for hours on that subject, but I won't. Okay, I think that that a genuinely green printer is also doing something about their carbon emissions. You know, carbon neutral is one of those terms that's come into our vocabulary over the last 12 months. And as I said at the beginning, I think it's a little bit fatty, but at the same time, a good business, as well as a good green printer, you know, has dealt with all of the things that generate CO2. And so in our business, you know, we've audited all of our buildings and all of our machines, and we've put in equipment that reduces to the absolute minimum our electricity usage and things of that nature, in order to then say, OK, for the moment, the balance of that we will offset by planting trees, which our staff also do. However, you know, first of all, I think it's not just a convenient, OK, we've got a CO2 footprint, let's get over our sins and we'll just offset that and we'll pay some money and plant some trees. Sounds a bit like Catholicism in a way, and I don't want to offend anybody, really. But, you know, it's not about absolving our sins. You know, it's about first trying to really, really reduce our environmental impact first and then offset the balance. And I guess the final point in this three-minute section, I think, is about full disclosure. I think it's really important. It was really good to see John, and Lanny are having a document where you're exposing your performance. For us, as I said, in our sustainability report, that's a very important activity for us to do. We're a privately owned company, so we're not compelled to expose ourselves in that way, to that sort of scrutiny. But to our customers and to our staff and to our prospects, you know, we really want to just try and be a good case study. We want to try and be a good example. And if, you know, we as humble printers can do that, then everybody in this room can do that, let's face it. One other thing, and that is that we have a business here in Notting Hill and we call it Solutions. No, we don't sell liquids and things like that, but we provide a service called print management. And I won't go into all of the ins and outs of that, but if you're familiar with print management is where we look after all of your print inventory. And that might be a lot of the things that we actually can't manufacture ourselves. And the wonderful thing about print management I think, is that it has a fabulous environmental benefit, and that is it reduces waste. You know, when you think about all of that redundant stuff in the storeroom and all of those brochures and all of those things that you purchased, print management absolutely helps us reduce waste. It's not rocket science, and I think that's one of the most important things to talk about there. So there you go. There are all of the attributes of a green printer. So, getting a bit croaky here. So in the face of what is becoming a full-on environmental assault, perhaps the best form of defence may well be attack. From our experience, print buyers respond very positively to our salespeople, you know, laying our environmental credentials out on the table. However, our research tells us that currently in Australia there are only a handful, I'll call it five, genuinely green printers in this country. And unfortunately, there are a number of printing companies across the country that are engaged in the activity of greenwashing. So some of my time next year, unfortunately, is going to be spent on making sure that we as a company differentiate ourselves. We'll call us the legitimate green printer from the illegitimate green printers. So I think it's really important for everybody in this room to really consider when you're purchasing printing. Obviously, we'd be very happy to do that. But if you're choosing a printer, you know, you need to be really careful out there about the claims that are being made, and particularly in Melbourne, I should add. I'll leave it at that before I get sued. So, lastly, I think about greenwashing, one of the things that we see gaining a lot of momentum also is an imprint. And for us, we're probably the most imprinted printer in this country. And what I mean by the imprint is, you know, that little thing on the inside front cover and the inside back cover of a report that says, this was printed by Finsbury Green with these environmental credentials. And we are definitely seeing corporate Australia very interested in, of course, communicating to their shareholders and staff and stakeholders, you know, that they're trying to do the right thing in terms of green purchasing. Okay. So this is my big punchy ending. For all of us to be responsible to our customers' needs, it should be responsible and appropriate. And I firmly believe that appropriateness in the 21st century is absolutely going to entail respect for resource constraints, whatever they are. So finally, I think I'd just like to whiz through the top four myths. Normally it's seven, but Liz has made me cut it down to four. I guess the top four myths that I hear every day in my activity as environmental and technical manager, I guess I just wanted to just deal with them very quickly. Myth number one, design for print is not an environmental issue. The production of paper and printing on paper has never been more sensitive to environmental concerns as it is today. John talked about that. Myth number two, green printing costs more and is of a lower quality. The most common question I get. Unfortunately, in our society, there is the perception that anything green is more expensive and is of a lower quality. I would say that's not the same case across Europe, but certainly we still have this feeling that anything green costs more. And I want to dispel this myth for you right now. There's absolutely no substance to this rumour about costs. As a company, you know, we have to remain competitive. And at the end of the day, we continue to grow at, you know, about 20% per year. And we've seen that growth accelerated since we were green. It became green in about 2002 formally. You know, so we're seeing people coming to us and talking about their costs, and if our prices are higher than another printer down the road, it has nothing to do with our environmental initiatives, because many of them actually save us money and, as we talked about, derive an income. So please don't be fooled into that myth. And on the quality side of things, we're one of the most decorated printers in the country. We've won something like about 350 printing craftsman awards nationally and regionally. We've actually won more printing craftsman awards in the last 3 years than we have at any other time in our history. So some of my colleagues think that's coincidence. I don't think it is coincidence, and I guess that's testimony to the fact that quality is still maintained. Myth number three, and I'm nearly there, folks. Business is only concerned with reducing costs and generating profits. I firmly believe that in the near term, companies that don't meet their responsibilities to all of their constituencies are going to have a hard time. Triple bottom line reporting, I think, is dealing with this, and so too with the government. Myth number four, using recycled paper and eco-ink eliminates all of the negative impacts of print. I often say this, it's not just about recycled paper. You know, look at our green guide and look at all the ways in which paper is being generated. Consider the CO2, you know, value of print on paper. I think it still represents very good value in terms of CO2. We all need to, I think, avoid simplistic approaches just like this one. Just as we all need to know more and to do more and demand more if we're all going to contribute to a more sustainable process. Thank you very much.